Today's reading is going to start in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Matthew 6, verse 7. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus is still addressing the problem of the outward versus the inward. And outwardly we may do things and still have a problem inwardly. And he says, don't do things to be seen. Don't do things just outwardly. You need to make sure that you're doing things inwardly from the heart. And so he starts talking about prayer. He begins to point out to them, number one, that you don't heap up a bunch of phrases just because it makes you sound good, makes your prayer sound good to other people. I think that's a trap for us too when we're thinking about praying publicly, those of us that lead in a worship service. Just pray from the heart. A heartfelt prayer is going to mean a whole lot more than one that uses a lot of flowery language or big words or anything like that. You are speaking for the congregation, so there's a need for you to speak in a way that everybody understands and that is meaningful for everybody. That's just kind of my side note there, but when we're talking about our prayer life between us and God, and we've been studying this on Wednesday nights, the idea of deepening that connection in order to pray the way the psalmist did. But when we're thinking about this relationship with God and that we express ourselves through prayer, it needs to be a personal connection. It needs to be a prayer that it's from your heart to God. And anything that's going to stand in the way of that needs to be set aside. So when he says, pray then like this, and he says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, prayer must come from the proper perspective with an understanding of who God is and respecting his authority and his place. And so we're showing the proper reverence toward him. God deserves to be praised. He deserves for us to give him the glory that he should have. Then he says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, we're in a little bit different situation than Jesus and his disciples were. At that time, they're looking forward to the establishment of the kingdom, and that Jesus' death had to take place before that. Now, that is in our past. We're looking back at that. So for us, yes, we still need to be talking about the will of God and praying that his will is done and that we play our part in the enactment of that will. But we're not looking for an establishment of a kingdom. Perhaps we'd be looking at the expansion of his kingdom, doing our part in that regard. But his kingdom has come. And then verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. There's nothing wrong with asking for our physical necessities. We live in a pretty affluent nation in such a way that most of us, if not all of us, have plenty of food to eat. So it's not a matter of, am I going to have enough? But I think for us, it can be an acknowledgement that God blesses us in all ways, including the fact that I have enough to eat. I have clothing to wear. I have a roof over my head. So there is a part of this that is a declaration that we recognize that God is blessing us in this regard. Then he says, forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. As much as we are to emulate Jesus and to follow the pattern of God, we also need to realize that that means that we forgive. We show mercy. And if we're not willing to do that, then we may not be forgiven ourselves. Verse 13, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Well, that's something we need every single day. We need to fight the good fight against temptation. We need to remain steadfast and faithful. We need to keep our eyes on God and our hope fixed on heaven itself. If we seek Him out, then God is willing to provide guidance and help in that regard. The point that Jesus is trying to make is that we need to connect ourselves to God with that realization that we have needs and that God is the answer to those needs, whether we're talking about, you know, having enough food to eat or we're talking about our spiritual needs, especially the forgiveness of our sins. So there is a recognition that I need God and I need to have that connection from my heart to Him. The last couple of verses of our reading had to do with fasting. Don't fast so that everybody sees it. Don't look gloomy like the hypocrites. Notice he throws that word in there, hypocrites. You know, it's just an outward show. It's just something to garner attention. Don't be like that. For they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. You're fasting for a spiritual purpose, not for a physical recognition. He says they have already received their reward. It's just going to be that recognition. They're not going to get any recognition from God whatsoever. He says, but when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face. In other words, carry yourself about in a respectable way. Clean yourself up. Don't look like you're suffering, because that's not the purpose of fasting. The purpose of fasting is in order to focus on those spiritual matters. Keep it secret, in other words, because as he says, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. God sees the heart. He sees what's going on with us. He knows what we're trying to accomplish. And that's what matters. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.